Diane Lavoie is with Royal LePage Valley Realty here in downtown Peace River. Diane, thank you very much for joining us. Now with the spring happening, or with the spring around the corner, I guess, the housing market I'm thinking moving, but the question is, how is the market going right now?
Well, you know, spring is obviously an exciting time for real estate. Everybody has had a long winter, and they're ready to do some moving around. So typically, we'll see things starting to move around this time of the year. All depends how quickly the snow goes. But things are starting to move. It hasn't been completely dead. There's been some stuff happening out there. So we're looking forward to spring, maybe seeing more acreages come up on the market and those types of things moving.
How bruised has the market been, especially over the last couple of years with the unfortunateness of COVID?
You know, interestingly enough, COVID really has not affected our market
really
that much. I think other things have, you know, oil and gas, of course, and, you know, things that are currently, you know, the war in Europe right now, things like that. But COVID really hasn't, if you look back at some of the stats, in fact, probably 2021 was the best year we've had in real estate in probably 5 or 6 years since the downturn. Things have really seemed to be picking up. We certainly haven't seen the craziness that you've heard about in other markets across the province and across the country with, you know, multiple offers and homes selling for more than what they're asking. We haven't seen that, but we certainly have seen an increase, and all things are pointing to that trend continuing.
There's lots of people, or lots of different types of people, I guess specific business people that inhabit a town like Peace River, especially in rural Alberta. I guess rural Alberta in general. How much of a difference do you think it is, especially when it comes to the buyer or the seller, for that matter, being from the business sector, the industry sector? I know my wife is a teacher. I mean, they move around quite a bit in the spring. How different has that been over the last little while, and how different is it heading into 2022?
You know, we really haven't seen a lot of, what we don't see is a lot of new people coming to town. We see some, and then of course some leave, but a lot of the movement within the industry is people that are, you know, maybe folks retiring and they're moving into town, or people that are downsizing or upsizing, you know, kind of movement within the community itself. We're not seeing a huge input of people coming into town or leaving, you know, which is good. But you're right, I think in the spring people, particularly teachers, like you mentioned, you know, they want to get things settled before the school year is over and looking to buy new properties or moving during the summer, things like that. So often we'll see, I think that's part, that plays part in the influence of people wanting to do something in the spring.
Is that surprising that even with COVID over the last couple of years, and even with the transient town that is a place like Peace River, is that surprising that people are still moving around within this?
Well, you know, I really thought that COVID would have a bigger impact on real estate than what it did. I remember back in, you know, March of 2020 thinking, wow, what's going to happen here? And it, you know, for a while, it really slowed things down because, you know, we were all isolating, and even showings were, you know, probably if you were able to get into somebody's home to show houses, you're, you know, totally masked up and all of the precautions that we needed to take. But it didn't seem to really slow the market down. It's really interesting when you look at even some of the stats, you know, from 2020 to 2021, we had a fairly significant increase in the number of homes that were sold in the town of Peace River. So that's good stuff. I mean, we're happy with that, that's for sure.
Now we look into the crystal ball, as it were, and think 2022, 2023, and beyond, as we get COVID, I guess, into the rearview mirror, hopefully, fingers crossed. What do you think what do you think is going to happen as far as down the road is concerned? Now, I know, as we just mentioned, that right now, if I've got my terminology correct, I think it's a buyer's market right now.
It has been a buyer's market for a while. And I think, you know, depending on what happens with, you know, all these, you know, the ever lasting question of gas and oil. I mean, of course, that's big here, right, in Peace River and area. But it's really hard to say. I don't know if COVID's finished with us yet. And so I think we really have to just adjust our lives around COVID and deal with that. Is it going to make a difference in the market? Like you said, I'll dig out my crystal ball and I'll tell you. It's hard to say. All things so far for the first 3 months of the year indicate that things are moving in an upwards manner. You know, the cost of housing is going up a little bit. I mean, the prices people are seeing a little bit more money in their pocket. It's not crazy yet. I'm not promising the world, but we're starting to see a little bit of an uptick in the market. So things are looking good. I think we're not unhappy. Yeah.
That I'm thinking is all we can ask.
Exactly.
Is it not? Yeah.
Exactly.
Diane Lavoie is with Royal LePage Valley Realty here in downtown Peace River. Diane, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure talking with you.